Hundreds of miles of new natural gas pipelines have run up against community opposition nationwide. Pennsylvania's Marcellus Shale gas is starting to pour over the border into New York, where new gas-fired power plants are planned. In a partnership with the Center for Public Integrity, State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips reports that although New York banned fracking, it seems willing to gobble up Pennsylvania's fracked gas.
On a rainy Saturday, about 100 people line a busy road in upstate New York. They've been meeting here every week for 3 years. They hold signs, they chant, they sing. They're protesting construction of a massive new natural gas power plant that will run on Pennsylvania's abundant Marcellus shale gas. CPV's Valley Energy Center in Wayweyanda, New York, is huge and gray, and includes towers reaching 275 feet high overlooking the countryside. Despite these weekly rallies, civil disobedience, and lawsuits, construction on the nearly $1 billion plant is almost complete.
But why now? Why in 2016, 2017 do we have a fracked gas plant, you know, sitting in the middle of Orange County?
Ken Pinkella grew up here in nearby Otisville on land that had been a dairy farm for 8 generations. Pinkella says in the age of climate change, solar and wind power should be developed, not new fossil fuel plants.
If someone thought this was a good idea, can you imagine? You go by at night, you see the two blinking red eyes in the sky now.
The answer to his question lies in Pennsylvania's abundant and cheap supply of natural gas. For producers and power plant operators, it's a great idea. Natural gas prices are low, and Pennsylvania's producers need new customers. CPV executives, local officials, and labor leaders touted cheaper utility bills, cleaner burning fossil fuel, fewer carbon emissions, a state-of-the-art facility that would use 85% less water than current plants, hundreds of good-paying jobs, and enough electricity to power 600,000 New York homes. The tiny town of Wayweyanda, population 7,000, also stands to gain. In 2014, the company inked an $11 million deal with the town. New York State gave the plant all the necessary environmental permits, and by the time the larger surrounding community found out, many, like Pinkella, questioned the environmental reviews.
How did this happen? This was all wetlands, and all of a sudden, a fracked gas plant is approved and pops up?
Nobody from Governor Andrew Cuomo's office, the CPV power plant company, or local Wayweyanda officials would talk to us about the project. And this shows just how politically toxic this gas plant and any new gas infrastructure projects have become, especially for a state like New York, which is committed to developing renewable energy. Tom Denny got involved protesting the plant after he started to get headaches, which he blames on new natural gas compressor stations.
I keep saying, oh, I should take a break. I don't think it's that effective. They've got the upper hand. They've got so much money.
Denny worries about new sources of air pollution from the gas plant. He also worries about what happens across the border in Pennsylvania.
One of the biggest concerns is every year they're going to have to do 150 wells to feed this monster. And that means 150 neighborhoods in Pennsylvania are going to deal with more contamination of their water.
Denny drives me through rural Orange County to the site of the proposed Valley Lateral Pipeline. This planned 7.8-mile-long pipeline would feed the CPV power plant. Without it, the nearly $1 billion natural gas plant in Wayweyanda is worthless.
Right here, and essentially coming right out here in front of my mailbox.
Melody Brunn owns 80 acres of open fields and forest, which is in the path of the pipeline. Brunn doesn't go to protests. Instead, she hired lawyers to fight the taking of her land. And what's even more vexing for Brunn is what she sees as the hypocrisy of the state's fracking ban.
They banned fracking, but yet you can transport fracked gas. Does that even make sense? And you can have pipelines with fracked gas? It's nonsense. It's absolutely
nonsense. Yet, in a twist that surprised all sides, New York's Department of Environmental Conservation rejected the water permits for the pipeline. Remember, without that pipeline, CPV's gas plant won't be able to operate over the long term. Michelle Hook is a spokesperson for Millennium, the line's builder and operator.
So we were really the only thing standing between that plant running and not running.
Hook says Millennium bent over backwards to comply with New York's environmental regulations. But the rejection actually had nothing to do with water. The New York Department of Environmental Conservation rejected those permits based on climate change concerns stemming from the new natural gas plant. So, does the state regret approving the power plant? A spokesperson for the department wouldn't really answer that question, but said the decision was based on facts, science, and merit. Hook thinks the growing political pressure to reduce carbon emissions is playing a role.
There was quite a bit of opposition that didn't really mobilize itself and become organized until after the plant had been permitted. And by the time they got mobilized and made enough noise, we were the only ones that still needed permits.
Now, state and federal authorities are battling in court over who has authority of this short little pipeline. But in the meantime, the pipeline builders have begun construction, starting with tree clearing. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.